We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The plaque
okay,
in the bathroom.
I'm glad you
brought that up.
We'll be up.
I'm glad you brought the plaque up, bro. I really am.
Because we are going to name the men's room here at WFAN the Joe Beningo Bathroom.
Well, here's the deal, okay? And normally, I really wouldn't care about this, okay? But you got the Francesa studio.
Yes.
You got the Steve Summers break room.
That is correct.
Okay? And you've got a picture of Summers there.
Yes.
I don't know why there's no picture of Mike. And then I noticed this, and I didn't even notice this. And I'm not saying I got any issue with it. It should be. You have the Mark Chernoff newsroom. At the very least, you got to put a plaque up in the bathroom for me.
No, I agree.
No, and not just a stall. I want the whole bathroom.
Okay, in fairness.
Right, Luke? I got to get the whole damn bathroom here.
When I saw, because I thought the Summers break room is great. I got no issue with it. Same with Chernoff.
But why does he get a picture and not Chernoff or Mike?
I don't know. It's a good
right? I mean, I don't know. What do I know?
But when that happened, I got deeply offended. Because
thank
I said,
bro.
Well, wait a second. What about my guy? And the excuse given, and I think it's sort of valid, but not fully, was, well, Joe retired in the midst of the pandemic. Nobody was around.
Who gave you this answer? Chernoff?
The architect, as he is known.
That's Chernoff.
Olivero.
Oh, Olivero said this. Chris, are you listening to this?
That, listen, of course we love Joe. We want to do something for Joe, but it was in the middle of the pandemic. There was
right,
nobody around.
Right.
So I said, and this is where I was mistaken. I apologize. Let's do the bathroom stall.
Right.
Now, you want the bathroom.
No, I want the, no, come
we'll
on.
Give you the bathroom.
Yeah, I got to have the whole bathroom.
I agree with you.
I mean, come on.
I agree.
I mean, I spent a lot of time in that. You know, I remember. I mean, how many years? What was the first year we were here? 2009. Right?
2009.
So, yeah. So 11 years. I mean, I spent a lot of time in that bathroom.
I know you did.
Kidding me?
And I think that perfectly exemplifies
a lot of DNA in that bathroom.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
I agree.
Lugie, what are you laughing about here? Right? I mean, can you at least... I mean, come on. And it doesn't have to be a big plaque.
No,
I mean, small plaque.
I'm ordering the plaque because I think I'm responsible for it.
Which
is fine.
Let's be honest. Olivera should be paying for this.
I agree.
I mean, not out of his own pocket.
Now, do you want a picture on the bathroom?
No, I don't want
just your name.
No, because I don't want to really look at myself.
Okay, fair enough.
Just my name. I don't want no pictures.
So I'm going to write.
I mean, I don't, you know, I hate looking at myself. You know what I mean? It's tough enough to get up and look at myself in a mirror in the morning. You know?
Joe Beningo bathroom or the Joe Beningo bathroom?
I think the.
The.
Your okay. thoughts, right? You need the the.
We good with the the,
right?
Guys?
Yeah, the.
The. Okay.
The Joe Beningo bathroom.
Joe Beningo
and it doesn't
bathroom.
Have to be big.
Okay.
I don't want it to be big.
Not too big?
No.
I mean, the Chernoff thing is huge.
Well, you know, look, Chernoff was here for a long time, and, you know, he basically, you know, put everything together.
Yeah, he did. He deserves
no,
the newsroom.
No, he did.
He didn't hang out in the newsroom, that's for sure.
Well.
He had his own office, but nevertheless.
You know, we never were too thrilled when he came into the newsroom.
That's true. Do you want there to be a ceremony when the plaque
no,
is
I don't
installed?
Want it, no, I don't want that.
Do you want me to do it quietly?
Yeah, do it quietly. I mean, you can mention it that it's here. You know, you can let me know. You give me a call. Like, well, we're going to be talking. We're going to be
doing
the show.
We're doing the Saturday show. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I will let you know.
I will be back here just to tell you.
Yes.
At least right now. I mean, I don't know. I guess anything's subject to change. But right now, October 1st, you're not working that Saturday.
That is the plan as of now.
You're
yes.
not working that Saturday. So I'm working alone.
Right.
Now, they want me to come in on the days that you are not here. Well, if I'm doing a show alone, they want me to come in.
So when I'm working, you're
at
home. When you're not working, you got to come in. That makes me feel bad.
When you're not working, I got to
right.
come
right. That makes me feel bad that when
fine.
I take
but
off, I, your
well,
poor guy got to come
also,
in.
They had me on the schedule. They gave me a schedule through August. I mean, I got a whole...
Through next
year? Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. Like, I got every day.
Nice.
Days with Evan, days without Evan. No, I'm telling you, I should bring it in tomorrow. I mean, really.
It's nice.
It's very nicely done. I think Spike did it.
Well done, Spike.
He did a good job. So anyway, but it was, now I'm losing my train of thought now. Oh, what I was going to say was, I am working Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
Okay.
But I've already talked to Oliveira. I can do those from home.
Nice.
Which is rightfully so.
Yeah, of course.
You know. So, so October 1st, I guess, is the next time I'll be back here.
I can guarantee you the plaque will be up by October 1st.
All right.
I plan on
having
it. I don't
want you spending any lot of money.
Don't worry about it.
But you shouldn't have to.
Don't worry about it. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spend the money on it, and then I'm going to try to guilt the station into giving
me
the money back.
I mean, if all of it, Chris, if you're listening, and I don't know what he's doing. I mean, maybe he went to the shore for the weekend. I don't know what he's doing. Who knows? Chris, if you're listening, I mean, come on. You give it up for the damn plaque, will you? I mean, what's going on here?
I feel a little slighted. Dude, I felt slighted when I see your name not being honored.
Well, you know what? And at some point, there's got to be some kind of plaque for you.
No,
there's got to be.
Kidding me?
At some point.
Maybe when I leave, when I retire. Well, but I don't know when the hell that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's got its
a long time from now.
Yeah, right. I'll be dead by the time you retire.
Let's go to Brian in New City, New York. What's up, Brian?
Brian, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Joe, great to hear you.
Thank you.
Hey, Evan, I was at the game, same with you, the Grom start. I was sitting right by you, 320.
Oh, nice.
First row.
Nice.
I was looking right at you. I wanted to say hello, but you were there with your family, so I left you alone. But my point is, when you go to that game and you're sitting there and you see, and you hear Simple Man come on and the crowd go nuts, and then DeGrom go out there and do what he did for 5 2/3, there is no way in the world that this man is healthy the rest of the year that you can let him go. I mean,
is that his song
forget.
Simple Man by Leonard Skinner?
Yes. That's his theme. So
I did not know.
Listen, Brian, I agree with you. I feel that way. I can hear in your voice you feel that way. But apparently, not just Joe, I don't think you're on your own here. There are Met fans who don't want to pay him, who would be too nervous to pay Jacob DeGrom big money because of the fact that he hasn't pitched a full season since 2019. I would take the risk. That's me.
You know, people forget, you know, DeGrom, 2018, 19, and 20, led the major leagues in innings pitched those 3 years.
I understand. I understand. He was great. I'm not saying he wasn't great.
He didn't have a history of injury up until recently, and it's really because it was so many different stops and starts last year that it made it feel like, hey, this guy's always hurt. But when you go back and look at his career, he's been very, very healthy.
Okay, so here's the deal with that, and here are the facts. 2021, he missed half a season. 2022, he missed half a season. That's where we are. I agree. Outside of that, he was healthy in 20. I know it was a short season, but he was healthy.
Right.
He may have missed like one or two starts. He did miss one or two starts,
right,
but
right.
relatively healthy.
Well, 20, you could throw that out.
Throw it out.
2020 was a waste of a year.
No doubt. 19 full season, 18 full season, 17 full season, and he did get hurt at the end of 16. 15 full season, 14 after he got called up full season. But the question is, are the last 2 years the indicator of what's going to come? Because that's the point.
Well, I think you got to be concerned about it.
That's the concern. And I admit that concern. But I think
if something, God forbid, we don't want to see this happen, believe me. But if something happens where he goes down again this year, do you still feel that way? How do you feel then?
I would still feel that way for this reason.
Believe me, I don't want to see this happen. I mean, we need him to win a championship now.
I know why you're skeptical when I say this. I know why Governor Christie is skeptical when I say this.
Yeah, he's a big Met fan.
And I know my dad is skeptical when I say this. Three guys who I have respect for, all three of you. I know when I say this, you roll your eyes, but I'm going to say it to you again because I feel this way. He's my Seaver.
I understand. No, I get it. No, I understand. He's your guy. And I totally get it. I know how I felt when Darryl walked. You know how I feel about that.
Yes, I know.
He's my all-time favorite Met, okay? I love the guy. You know, when he was up, you had to watch it, okay? You know how I feel about him. So I get it. I mean, I was when he left to go to the Dodgers, I was devastated. I mean, when I tell you, I was devastated.
I know.
I couldn't believe that they let him walk.
That's how I feel.
They made it worse by bringing in Vince Coleman.
Right.
It didn't help anything.
That's how I feel.
No, I understand
That's
how
why
you feel. I get that.
I totally get the injury concerns. Like, I'm not arguing with you or anyone else about that he missed half of this season and half of last year. Like, how the hell could I argue that?
Right.
But I would still take the risk of paying him big money, hoping he stays healthy, knowing he's my guy.
Yeah.
And I'm not allowing him to go to L.A. or San Francisco, whatever team you want to come up with, and be this guy there. I can't have that. So, yes, I understand there's risks involved.
I get it.
But for my generation, and I do think it's a generational thing. I think the older Met fan is going to say, F him. He's making too much money. Right. He's never healthy.
I will say this. If he pitches phenomenal, lights out, great playoffs, World Series, we win the World Series, maybe I'll look at him differently. But right now, I just can't look at him like Siva or even Doc. I can't.
Well, because he was better than Doc.
Well, he was.
I think he surpassed him, bro. I'm sorry.
I get what you're saying, but again, it hasn't always translated into wins. When Doc pitched, we won. Even when he was the guy, you're not the same guy anymore.
Right. Look, I think a lot of that is unfortunately just where baseball is.
Yeah,
in 2022.
I know. I get that. And look, it wasn't his fault that they didn't hit when he pitched, and it wasn't his fault that the bullpen always blew it.
There are some guys, and it's tough to explain it, but there are some tough guys some baseball pitchers that I watched over the years that I look at and say, that's a loser. That's a guy who, he's got good numbers.
Pitches good enough to lose.
He pitches just good enough to lose.
Right.
He finds a way to lose.
Right.
Despite DeGrom going 10-9 in 2018 and 11-8 in 2019, he wasn't that. He literally pitched with some of the worst luck I've ever seen.
No, it was terrible.
I never viewed him as someone who just pitched
well
enough to lose.
It also helped him win the Cy Young Award. You know it did.
Helped him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Oh, because people were let's get the
10-win guy in there, you know?
Yeah, I think the 1.70 ERA.
Well, yeah, of course.
I get what you're saying. Dave in Smithtown. What's up, Dave?
Dave, how are you?
Hey, guys. Joe, love hearing you. Absolutely love
Thank
it.
You.
So glad you pulled the Francesa and came back. Maybe Tony Page will do that. Anyway.
Pulled the Francesa and came back.
Do you really like that comparison?
Come on.
Because Mike came back full time. Joe didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, I know. But you're back. That's the bottom line.
Thank you.
Listen, Joe, a couple of years ago before you first left, you were on Boomer. And listen, of course, Boomer's saying patience, patience, patience. Easy for a non-Jet fan to say that.
Well, I think he is a Jet fan, but still.
Yeah, I understand. But let me say this, Joe. I'm draw a comparison, and I really think it holds a lot of merit. Now, I'm 43 years old. I've dated a lot of women over the years.
Okay.
Never found the one.
God bless
you. But tomorrow, if I meet someone, it's still a process. And my point is, I don't know if the Jets are better than a 7 or 8 win team. And if they're in every game and not getting blown out and they're winning half of them, it means that the quarterback's doing his job, the defense is holding its own. And I really think, and listen, I also, like you said, I want 13 wins. I want a home playoff game for the first time in 20 years. But you know what? I think, there's no more 5-year plans in the NFL, but I think taking it step by step, I think you have to put some stock in that. And I just want your opinion.
Well,
I'm
going to say this, okay? And I get what you're saying. The New York Rangers, okay, went 54 years without winning a Stanley Cup. It was like the Holy Grail. They'd lose to the Islanders when the Islanders were great. The fans would be chanting 1940, okay? They lose to the Devils in a play, whatever. I can't say even the Devils because they beat the Devils. But they would, before they won the Cup, the chant was 1940. And it was like the Holy Grail, 54 years without winning. Right? I mean, it was. I mean, it was like unbelievable.
Yep.
Well, it's 54 years the Jets haven't won. 54. Nobody's sitting there saying, like this was the Rangers, and saying, oh, my God, 54 years. I mean, they don't chant 1968 when they play the Jets, okay? And I'm tired of this. It's 54 years without a Super Bowl. They've barely been close. They've won the division 4 times since their inception in 1960. 4 division titles. 4. They haven't had a whole playoff game since 2002, all right? They haven't been in the playoffs since 2010. I've had enough. I've had enough of the process. I've had enough of this nonsense. The Jets sell me all this garbage, all this propaganda. I'm tired of the propaganda. I'm tired of this stupid commercial that the Jets have out there saying, oh, but, it's coming. Even if we don't see it, it's here. BS. Win. I can't take it anymore. When do we win? Too many Jet fans accept mediocrity. I'm tired of accepting mediocrity. And I don't see, I got to see them win. I have no confidence in his coach. I don't think he's any good. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I think he's too close to his players. I don't think there's enough accountability with the players on his team. I think that's a problem. I don't know about the quarterback. I think he's got a chance to really be good. I do. And I think they got a lot of guys. I love what they did in the offseason. I love the draft, even though I wanted a tackle because I knew this was going to happen with Becton. Something bad would happen. But I love the draft. I love the free agents, what they did. I love the fact they brought Berrios back. I never thought they'd do that. I thought he'd be playing for the Patriots this year. So I'm thrilled about that. But I got to see them win. I'm off. It beat the Ravens opening day. What is this? You know, are the Ravens the 2007 Patriots? I mean, let's be real about this.
No, but they're better than the Jets right now.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
but it's time for this team to step up and beat a team.
You know what's
like
crazy?
This.
We accept mediocrity. Mediocrity would be a step up based on the we've watched the last
already.
Decade.
I know, but how much can we take?
No,
this?
I agree. And what you
and
said.
And what happens if they start 0-4? What are you going to do? Are you going to be happy with this?
No, forget me.
Please.
It's amazing when you say, because I remember '94 and the feeling in this
That's
town when
is.
The Rangers won a cup.
54 years, nobody has that feeling with the Jets.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And we're talking
the Jets
hockey.
Are matching that.
No, this I know. Is hockey. You this is football.
You know what I think may have something to do with that on why that hasn't resonated like the Rangers have? Call me crazy. Because there's so many other teams that also have a slump. Like, look at the Knicks. The Knicks are only a few years later.
Right.
The Mets aren't as long, but 86 is a long time
ago. Right, right.
So I think
But at
you
least
have...
the Mets have been to the World Series a couple times.
No, you're right. The Jets haven't even done
that. And even the Knicks have been to the finals a couple times.
They have, you're right.
I mean, even them.
Yeah, the Jets slump is insane because there isn't even that taste of a Super Bowl.
None.
Of just being there.
No. Nope. And there's no big outcry about, oh my God, it's 54 years. And there's no outcry.
4 years matching the Rangers. That's crazy,
it's
man.
Accepted mediocrity. That's what this franchise is. The franchise is a laughing stock. There's no respect for this franchise around the league, and they don't deserve it. No respect. The Patriots call that the Jet home game the homecoming game. The Eagles basically were, you know, taking a whiz on the field when they played them last year.
Yep.
Enough.
I understand. The Odyssey Lottery Recap presented by Jackpocket Powerball is now 48 million, Mega Millions to 65 million. Play Powerball and Mega Millions on your phone using the Jackpocket app. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. We are live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So the Mets play three games against Philadelphia. They play four games against Atlanta. They play four games against Philadelphia before the Subway Series a week from now. 11 games against the two teams trailing them, 7 games up on Atlanta, 10.5 games up on Philadelphia. To me, all they need to do now over the next 11 games is just status quo. I mean, it'd be great to step on the Philadelphia Phillies. It'd be great to step on the Atlanta Braves. But the truth is they have entered the status quo part of their schedule. If they can do that, and run off games from this season, they are in excellent position to win the National League Eastern Division for the first time in 6 years.
Give me 100.
And you know what?
Division title and 100+.
Here's the great part. If they go status quo against the Phillies and the Braves and the Yankees and then the Dodgers after that, a little bit after that, they've got a soft September like I mentioned
right.
earlier.
You mentioned that earlier.
Where they have a great chance to win 100 games. For the Yankees' sake right now, now it's just about the mental sanity of Big Mac and other Yankee fans. Because, look, they're 30 games above 500. They're 10 games up on the Toronto Blue Jays, not in the loss column. They're in a really good spot, very good spot. But I think the Yankee fan is starting to get testy based on the fact that they have played bad baseball for about a month. So tonight against a Red Sox team that's sitting in last place at 55-58, tonight is an opportunity for the Yankees to make their fans feel better. As far as the Jets are concerned, nobody get hurt.
Please. That's what it's all about in these preseason games. Everybody stay healthy, please.
Hey, it'd be great to see Zach Wilson make a Patrick Mahomes no-look pass. That's fine. That's fantastic.
You better do it against the Ravens.
Well, that matters more.
Right, when it matters.
And avoid getting hurt tonight against the Philadelphia Eagles.
There he goes. I knock on
That's
wood.
That's the key. I'm knocking hard, man.
Please.
Well, thank you, Joe, for coming
Bro,
in the last 2 days.
Bro, it's great working with you. I loved every second of it, and I look forward to Our return to the Saturday on September 10th.
Indeed, September
10th. It'll be a football Saturday. We'll have the picks. We'll do the picks on Saturday.
Absolutely.
The whole deal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.